Bahasa Application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, Intercession, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
With companies and universities in China to improve the quality of industrial human resources in the country. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang on Wednesday said that competent human resources are one of the keys to improving the performance of the industrial sector so that it can become the main driver of the national economy. PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia's Kuala Lumpur International Airport Branch Office again recorded an achievement by successfully achieving certified 4-star airport rating status at the Skytrax World Airport Awards 2025 event. This prestigious award was received directly by InJourney Airport President Director Faik Fahmi and Passenger Terminal Expo in Madrid, Spain on 5 April last. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia Soekarno Hatta International Airport, Dwi Ananda Wicaksana, on Wednesday pointed out that this achievement was a tangible result of the commitment of all parties in carrying out a comprehensive transformation at Soekarno Hatta Airport. That's the news.
Kita akan bertemu lagi. Satu pintar tujuan. Kau coba.
voice of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 16th April 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today can only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, to all of you who are listening to the program, I hope that you're able to do your best, you're able to improve your capabilities, and even make your job or activities be better than yesterday. Whatever it is, this must be done carefully. This also must be carried out enthusiastically by yourself, and by hoping that this can also give you much improvement of your skill or capabilities. Well, our team has also already prepared our interesting segments, and this also would like to boost about your understanding or insight about Indonesian information, or all about Indonesia especially, and also, you know, our songs that would like to entertain you, and so hopefully you stay tuned and prepare that voice already, and also stay stronger, and keep on doing your best, and keep on listening to, and also be smart listener.
We'll be right back.
National hero and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, namely Nahdlatul Ulama. He is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's preacher. So his ideas can be a reference for generations.
Show from the west, many people over there ran down. When he said, the mountain erupted,
At the time, it was not yet to the team, Sanfilo contacted the bitter story. It was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. On its mark on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred, both of low smoke and lava. There was no eruption, there were only thunder and fiber. If we stood good of birth, it happened on Monday and Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of one galunggung eruption caused big advantage, around 1 billion rupiah, and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87, seolah-olah galunggung bangkit.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake, and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt, which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung saw fewer the benefits after the mountain erupted. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atau Supriyatna admitted that.
Kalau tanam dari dulu juga masih makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di.
Our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per throat. So 100 rice field throats can produce 8 quintals. Minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 throats. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Anand Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasik Malaya Regency. Anand works a field in his daily life, and his counseling to the farmers said that Galunggung does has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or fat stable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadi di fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Under now natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese. Pada iron, magnesium, sulfur, that supports may develop the plants' growth because those microelements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.2 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for every agricultural product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known and about.
Sebelum ada galung, itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja. Tetapi setelah ada galung, itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galung.
Before galung erupted, its product was normal. Yeah,
but post-eruption,
the product increased.
Berasnya itu
quality is also better.
Yaitu merek
galung rice. Beras itu
produce
from galung water.
Sistem market malah itu ada sebagian dari sini.
So that price of the price quite satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Chinese rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is the quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 50 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya sedang bergabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from Chuchuan Regency. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Sympathic, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America, and Swiss. There are two types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. The types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification level, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The basic is set by the farmers as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kalau dulu mau kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita tiba-tiba di sini nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now, in the past there were people who starved. In the past, harvest season was only twice a year. In here, harvest is 3 times a year. See, for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 2 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice is limited. Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Alhamdulillah.
Setelah kejadian sekarang
itu adalah sister of Kalung Gong, but alhamdulillah after the event founder sedang selling down can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit and the economic standard for residents is better. What was inferred by several head of Sukha Jadi Philips reminds us that in life human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Kalung Gong.
Some call as compared to red is beverage because of its refreshing presentation.